This is St. Louis Public Radio. When St. Louisans think about the biggest news so far in 2016, what probably comes to mind is the New Year's flooding or the Rams leaving town. But for many people in one city neighborhood, the focus isn't on football but a feline, a certain orange one who has his own Facebook page and Twitter account. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler tells us how this cat has become the talk of Tower Grove South.
Matt the cat is a large, fluffy, orange indoor cat who'd rather curl up in your lap and snuggle than chase a toy.
He just is a people person. He's not a person. He loves people.
That's Moira Murphy, Matt's human mom. And that's Matt's brother, Oliver. For 7 years, Oliver and Matt and Murphy lived happily together. But then, about a week before Thanksgiving,
I was leaving the house, and usually they come and run up to the door, and I noticed only Oliver was around, but I thought, well, he's just hiding. And the next morning, I realized he really was not there.
Murphy immediately began putting up dozens of bright yellow flyers, offering a $300 reward. She also posted Matt's picture on Pet Finder websites and the Tower Grove South Facebook page. Even after 2 months, she still gets Facebook posts, texts, and calls every day from people who've seen orange cats.
Where are you? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Even neighborhood children are looking for Matt. 7-year-old Milo Marston put together and published an animation with text that reads,
Matt the cat, orange and fluffy, last seen on Connecticut Street, St. Louis, Missouri. And he's saying, I'm lost right now.
Milo's mom, Amanda Doyle, is obsessed with the search.
I swear to you, I have never watched a TV show or any kind of cliffhanger with this much anticipation. I think it's made people hopeful for something good to happen.
Murphy's hopes rise and fall and rise again as hundreds of people call and text about orange cats on their street. One photo looks so much like Matt that she asked animal rescue volunteer Tina Rowe to bring an ID chip scanner to a scheduled meeting at a convenience store. We talk and wait for the car to pull in. Ro looks at her phone and reads a Facebook post that shows people are closely monitoring the situation.
It says it doesn't take 11 minutes to scan a cat.
So people are literally following this minute by minute.
Exactly. Every, like, 1 minute ago, 2 minutes ago.
30 minutes pass, then an hour. It looks like a no-show. For Murphy, it's an emotional end to a tense night.
Oh, I don't want to get upset.
Followers are also upset. They ramp up the publicity, creating Matt's own special Facebook page and his Twitter account. Sightings of orange cats continue. Then, last Thursday night, someone posted on the Nextdoor app about a cat in the Shaw neighborhood on the other side of Tower Grove Park. Murphy was skeptical.
I was kind of thinking, okay, it's probably not going to happen.
Still, Murphy drives over and sees him on a porch. He looks just like Matt, but thinner. She gets closer, almost afraid to hope.
When I heard his meow on the porch, I was like, that's his meow. That's definitely his meow.
So Murphy brings him home. Ro brings over her chip scanner and confirms it is indeed Matt the cat. Home at last.
We just exploded like, oh my God, we can't believe it.
The news blows up the Tower Grove South Facebook page with more than 900 likes and 250 comments. Murphy says the response is about more than just a cat. It's about a community of people like those who handed out missing cat flyers last week in freezing weather.
They don't even know me.
Amanda Doyle, who's been glued to the search, says this kind of bonding validates living in the city, a place where neighbors regularly talk back and forth from porches and on sidewalks.
It's that many more feet on the street, that many more eyes looking out for a cat, and in this case, it had a happy ending.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.